Bangladeshi government officials have confirmed emergency provisions have been lifted after being in effect for nearly 2 years. The move by the army-backed interim government allows less than 2 weeks of political campaigning and rallies ahead of the December 29th election. The executive director of Transparency International in Bangladesh, Iftikhar Zaman, is hailing the move.
This is extremely important step. We always wanted that elections should be held in a condition where people can take part freely and fairly, with enthusiasm and without any threat or intimidation to anybody.
Army troops augmenting police and paramilitary forces will be providing extra security beginning later this week through Election Day, attempting to ensure violence-free campaigning and polling. That would be a change from most recent elections when the fierce rivalry between the Awami League and the Bangladesh National Party has led to bloodshed. A new electoral code has been put in place and a national list of voters has been compiled. For the first time, Bangladesh will be using an electronic voting system. Transparency International's Zaman says these innovations raise hopes for a smooth election.
In general, I would expect that the elections will be sufficiently and fair, but we don't know because in Bangladesh things can change in a few hours and few days. We will have our fingers crossed and expect that things will go smoothly.
Bangladesh, since gaining independence from Pakistan in 1971, has gone through a series of coups and counter-coups. The interim government, with the backing of the military, has been in power since January 2007, following a period of political turmoil. The leaders of the two main rival parties rotated as heads of government during a 15-year period through 2006. Both women, former Prime Ministers Sheikh Hasina and Khaleda Zia, were among the politicians arrested during the period of emergency rule and charged with corruption. Their release from jail and the lifting of the emergency were preconditions by their parties for participating in the election. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.